Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: The Christian and the Riches. Chapter 3. Ways or manners of attributing value to riches. Topic: H. Transient and eternal, shakable and unshakable. Throughout this theme, we have seen several times that there are passing riches and eternal riches, as well as that the perception of this aspect is essential for the appropriate attribution of values to the most diverse riches. Nevertheless, considering that human beings so often return to allowing their hearts to be attracted mainly and excessively to material things to the detriment of adequately appreciating what is eternal, we would like to highlight in this topic some more considerations and texts that emphasize the passing and the eternal to accentuate even more the vital and elevated condition of the aspects that are everlasting. Thus, in Peter's second letter, we can note that the things we see in the natural world today will definitely pass away. And Peter still goes on to describe that the awareness of this temporality of the natural things should have an expressive effect already on the present way of life of every Christian, as presented below. 2 Peter 3:7-15, a. But the heavens and the earth which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Furthermore, the Lord Jesus Christ himself also warned us repeatedly to work for the food that endures to eternal life and not for that which perishes, further declaring that it is only the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who can guide a person to works that add riches to this individual that subsist for eternal life, whose text we remember below. Aspect discussed more specifically in the theme works, labors, and services. John 6:27. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him. Similarly, when we also see God's writings addressed to Christians through Paul, we can observe that understanding the importance of the eternal over the passing things should be a characteristic of all those who believe in God and who have elected Christ as the Lord of their lives, as follows. 2 Corinthians 4:17-5, 5. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation which is from heaven, if indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Philippians 3:20-21. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. And in yet another text, Paul records a statement that if the eternal did not exist, Christians would be the most unhappy of all human beings. 1 Corinthians 15:19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. Therefore, the attribution of value to the riches that a person practices in one's heart is directly related to one's understanding and faith in relation to the eternal life promised by God to all who believe in him, and which will be fully manifested at the end of one's natural life. Advancing a little further, also in the beautiful and extraordinary book of Hebrews, we find a way worthy of special mention on the approach to the theme of the eternal and the transient things, which is the reference to things that can be shaken and things that cannot be shaken, as also exemplified below. Hebrews 12:25-29. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. So, if anything is shakable, it does not make up what is called by the Lord as his heavenly kingdom. In other words, the kingdom of God consists of unshakable riches, while the kingdoms of the world and the actions of the powers of darkness consist of shakable aspects. And for this reason, too, heavenly riches are incomparably superior to all other riches. Therefore, people who receive the heavenly kingdom may take things of the world and use them to do good, for God has given the created things to human beings to use them to do many works in the world that are in line with God's will. However, if something is shakable, it, in essence, is not the kingdom of God. If anything is shakable, it is because it also is passing and not the very kingdom of God, which is composed of that which is eternal. According to the instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness should be the first life focus of every Christian, for also concerning riches, when a Christian first relates to the kingdom of God and his righteousness, one learns to distinguish and attribute due value to the eternal and the temporary aspects, the unshakable and what is shakable. And this, so that in one scale of values, one does not come to denigrate what should not be diminished and does not come to exceedingly exalt what should not be exalted beyond what is convenient. Matthew 6:32-33. For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Transient and shakable things may significantly contribute to the execution of God's will. However, the kingdom of God and his righteousness should always be the first target of search in the life of the Christian, without which all other references of values are subject to be seen through obscured optics and without an unshakable and eternal foundation. 1 Corinthians 3:10-13. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work, of what sort it is. Given this, we can see, then, that nothing in the world is so valuable that it justifies or is worth the Christian failing to build on the foundation called the Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing in the world is so valuable that it is worth a person building with what the Lord does not instruct one to edify, for, ultimately, everything will be tested by the trial of God's fire. And this is also why the Lord wants to help every Christian to build according to the instruction of the heavenly kingdom and righteousness. In everything or all things, also in the aspect of attributing value to the most diverse riches, the greatest riches to guide us in everything is the Lord and the instruction of His kingdom and His unshakable righteousness, through the Holy Spirit given to us. John 16:13. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. In the present world, there are many natural riches that God allows people to use in their journeys on earth. However, the discernment to attribute the due value to each kind of riches and the appropriate degree of involvement with them is something that the Lord has always kept and keeps exclusively in Him and grants it to those who seek it in Him. In this way, a Christian who behaves with maturity in Christ has already learned that, in everything, one needs the Lord's direction through the Holy Spirit and according to the kingdom of God and His righteousness so as not to build in vain when one makes use of natural resources as instruments of help to live and walk according to the will of the Lord. Hebrews 5:13-14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. 1 Corinthians 14:20. Brethren, do not be children in understanding, however, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.